of devotion.
Anything, everything is changed to him as the representative of the law of himself. None attracts him to whatever he wants to achieve, that wants to serve, that to fear, that no possibility of self-aggrandizement, no possibility. He's a young guru, but that young guru will give him some excitement of Krishna, the gopi, and not for any reason, for his own enjoyment. Whatever he will see, it will give him excitement for Krishna. For Krishna, automatically, naturally. It is for him, it is meant. Anything will connect him with Krishna, not with him or his any sort of inclination or any faculty of enjoyment. It is for one. Whatever he is, this is the principle. Asayava, same as a principle for it. As much as I have got affection towards this enjoying world, I want so much attention and spirit of enjoyment towards you, my Lord. And I can see that everything meant for you, not for me or for anyone else in this body. Everything is reminding of me. That is what is necessary. And sincerely, it is not an imaginary thing. Everything will remind me about the owner. Owner, enjoyer. Everything is for itself. And I shall die to live in such a conception of the world. If everything will excite me, that it is for him. Everything, whatever monetary thing, not for me, not for others, but for him. Our Guruji Babaji Maharaj, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur passed away a year ago, one of his disciples, he married. Then one gentleman came and informed Guruji Babaji Maharaj that disciple from Banaji has married recently. The Babaji Maharaj told, does not matter, let him marry, but he must not try to enjoy the wife, he must serve him as if he is addressing him as he sent to Krishna for his enjoyment. He must do with her in such a way that like a great gopi, he should look to the girl, to the wife as a gopi, and he will serve her in a necessary way so that to send to Krishna for his enjoyment. That is the idea. To do anything and everything, but not for one's own self, not for any other man or anyone, but for Krishna. That is reality for itself. Sarat, Arthi, Chahitra. Ahani, Sabhu, Yogyanam, Bhukta, Chakrahuri, Vacha. I am the only enjoyer of everything in this world. That truth must be this. It is hard not to crack. That whatever I shall find, the Mayavadi, they fly away for fear that there is reaction of enjoyment. So they fly away. But the Vaishnava, they won't fly. They will handle, and they handle for Krishna Pastra. That is more valuable and more difficult. To taste the thing, and very intimately to handle, but with whole heart for the service of the Lord and not for anyone. far hill and die to the vertigo of anxiety, tendency that must vanish with the reflex. That will vanish and the inner ego will like it. Sarup. That is what is necessary for a Vaishnava. Not to fly away from the world, but to face everything. Everything. That mind, that thing, that facing, that preaching, humbling, only sincerely for the service of Krishna. Ever from the heart, heart of the heart. Humbling for Krishna, not for him, neither for any other. That he is the Vaishnava, sent person. This is real, that Hegel theory. Reality is for itself. And we are for him. He defined. Sent person. Then he is the Vaishnava. But accepts anything and everything only for his satisfaction. That is Vaishnava. Neither he uses for himself nor he abandons anything. But accepts anything and everything only for his satisfaction. That is Vaishnava. Kamini kam nahi tabodham tahar malik keval jadav. He is the only enjoyer of all the lady experience. And the connote money all for Narayana, Lakshmi. Lakshmi for Narayana. And the pratishtha, name, fame, that is for Gurudev, Baladev, Radharani. Who gives the famous? Who is the famous? Who can give the absolute to others? That is the highest fame, name. Highest name belongs to him who can give God to others. No more fame is possible anywhere. The Vaishnava, the Guru, they distribute, they give Krishna, distribute Krishna to the whole world. So they are the most, their credit is the highest. Most famous are they. Baladev, Radharani, Nityananda, Gurudev. The fame, the yash, the name to him, and the Lakshmi, the money, energy, Narayana, and the lady enjoyment reserved only for Krishna. Coming his kam, nahi tabodham, tahar malik, keval yadav, only Krishna conception of Godhead. He is the master enjoyer of everything. Beauty. Beauty, enjoyer of beauty. Eye beauty, ear beauty, foot beauty, everything. The beauty stage is enjoyed by, reserved for him. Really, really, it is beautiful. Nidhai gaur hari gaur. How can we understand the sun is like?
Our own experience
is the guarantee. How we understand the purity? The sun is like. Our own experience is the guarantee. How we understand the purity in other department, how? This is more light, this is very light. This is more salt, this is less salt. This is more sugar, sweet, this is less sweet. How do we understand? That may be applied everywhere. It is possible. The tongue can say that this is less sweet, this is more sweet. Intelligence, how can we understand? This man is intelligent and that he is a fool, stupid. How can we understand? If we are acquainted with what is reason, what is intelligence, if we understand ourselves, then we can find this is in his man is intelligent and this man is a stupid. How do we understand? Other things, that same thing, common sense may be applied here. A different department. The ear has got its, this is sound, sweet sound. This is very, regulated sound. The ear can say about sound, eye can say about beauty, tongue can say about taste. So also our reason can say where is reason. So also our purity will say what is, where is purity. Purity in renunciation or purity in service. Everyone has got his own jurisdiction. The jurisdiction of the ear to ascertain what is good, bad, tongue, touch, and the reason, and also the inner purity, fairness, about which is our, the renunciation or service. Service means renunciation plus doing something, not half enjoyment and half service, not. Not to enjoy anything, not to lord it over anything. I have connection with something outside, but not for my selfish purpose, but to help his existence. After renunciation, I have got enjoying connection. I cut off, I don't enjoy. Again, I want to serve something more. In this way you have to understand what is more pure. To neglect something because it is harmful to me. And again, to help that thing in a right spirit and not in the name of help to destroy it. And all calculation from the center, in relation to the center, not my faulty local calculation. We have to understand that also. The my calculation may be faulty. There are higher brain and that calculation will be higher. In this way, what should be the highest calculation? I shall have to understand and follow. And that capacity is within me. Everywhere in our life we use such things, otherwise we are stone. Living things means there is calculation and good conception of good and bad, and reject the bad and accept the good. And what is good, what is bad, that also, that qualitative difference also we know in different plane. And the plane also, lower plane and the higher plane, that also we can understand. That this man is living in the lower plane of life, this is higher plane, this happened. And how it is low and how it is high, that standard of measurement is there. And that is, in general, the enjoyment is bad, renunciation is in the middle, and the service of everything, that cannot but be the highest. To do good to everything. And what is that good? That not to be calculated by my understanding, but from the central calculation, goodness. That we have to accept. Not a rupee or dollar or yen or ruble, but gold standard should be measured. Not partial. And but what has got its permanent position with the gold, that must have a paper must have higher value. Which is on the credit. A small paper, the stamp dollar, that would be 10 times rupee. The credit is there. From the central calculation. So we have to understand for ourselves what the idea of enjoyment, idea of renunciation, and idea of service. And the service calculative and the service spontaneous. What is higher? What is better? We have to understand for ourselves the degree of purity, how much higher. Otherwise, why we should enter at all in the society? Before we enter at all in the society, we must have to test it and to satisfy our full understanding that I am jumping where that is surely a better plane, higher plane, and only for this it is higher, not for any ulterior motive. Or if anyone come with some ulterior motive, he will be deceived. If anyone does not come with sincere heart, he will be deceived. He can't stay for long. At the same time, also it is said that our knowing faculty fails to appreciate Gyan Sunna Bhakti. That I can know, I can measure, I can weigh. This very idea is disqualification. The faith is more reliable than our knowledge of weighing things, good and bad. Faith can take us nearer to that higher domain, where our calculating faculty resigns to enter. How much calculation? What unit I have got to measure the distance of the sun and so many stars, this inch, mile, all these few times, that light year must be taken in for the measurement. Light year. What is light year? 1 second, 175 miles speed. And that is 12 years, that sort of speed. That is unit. With that unit, we have to measure so great distance. So faith can measure to certain extent. Our knowledge of experience of the environment has got nothing to contribute in that area. Eat Saddha as it is possible. Yes, it is. My heart, heart's approval. Heart within is approving, and not my knowledge. Knowledge is running from this quarter to that quarter, the whole area of his experience, and getting out the file and record all these things, but no record there. It says, oh no, there is no record in all the files I have got with him. Knowledge would say, finish. But the heart will respond. Yes. It is home-like thing. I feel that it is like my home. Home-like thing. So I must take risk to go to my home. The sound of sweet home is coming to my heart. The approval of the heart. I think I am quite at home with this idea. It is very sweet. Let me risk and give a lip. Kani prayasam udapasya namantai vijivanti. No possibility of any being a loser, but gainer. It gives like the sun ray in the morning, some sort of news that coming from my sweet home, that inner feeling that will help him embracing that truth. Saddha, Sukriti, the comprehensive solution. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hai. If I put food to the stomach, whole body is fed. If I pour water in the root, whole tree is fed. This is the most encouraging thing. If I do service to the center, the whole universe will be fed. The most encouraging principle. I must jump here. And sweetness, beauty above power, mercy above justice, all these things will appeal to the heart. The mercy is above justice. Affection is above punishment. Beauty, sweetness is above power. This is good. It will appeal to the heart. I want that thing. In this way. Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar, Gaur Hari Nidai Gaur. Taparata.
By which we can know the unknown. Tadeva parat, that is the principal learning. We are in bondage, this is the complete fact with us. We are under bondage, we are under mortality. All other attempts are redundant, abnormal, irrelevant. Without the trial of get out of this mortal zone, that is, has got realistic view. He is always devoured by the
that and the job they did, and he's running after luxury or enjoyment, that is all foolish madness. The real education would be such which can help us to get out of this bondage, this mortality, as always dying stage, egoistic feeling. Our opera, that is a lower type education, that is education to continue under this bondage and to search for relief, for fleeting difficulties, temporary difficulties. Learn after that, phantasmagoria. That is lower class of study, by which we only give attention to the immediate problem, and not the permanent, eternal problem. But by the study by which we face the real and the eternal problem, that is study proper. And that study is revealed scriptures, study of them. Then today also, in general, the Saraswati Puja, Bhagdevi, that means Apura Vidya, ordinary learning under this three dimension, which is concerned with our senses and the body interest, and try to solve that. That is lower class of study. But higher class of study is that which gives us relief from the whole self trouble. And that is not only negative but positive, by the attainment of the fulfillment of our life. That is the higher study. So Vishnupriya Devi, she appeared also this day, when the people are mad with this material study of lower type. At that time, that day, Vishnupriya Devi, the potency of Sri Gauranga Narayana, who generally comes here to distribute the name of Krishna, to release the people every yuga, Yugavatar. Yugavatar goes Narayana, and his potency, Vishnupriya Devi, he appeared in this day. And leaving him, Mahaprabhu went away when he was a very young girl at that time. And she also led a very strict spiritual life. We are told that he used to take the name as long as Shuchi Devi lived. She was under her guidance, used to nurse her, obey her, to look after her. She was old lady, mother-in-law, engaged in her service, exclusively devoted to her. But after that, Shuchi Devi disappeared very soon, and then Vishnupriya Devi was independent. One old servant, Ishan, was there. Another, his brother, Vamsi Vasan Badanananda, was his guardian, lived there. And she did not get out of the room or house. It is a high compound wall. And she used to count the beads, and counting one bead, he put some counting emblem by rice. One name, one rice. One name, one rice. One means 16 names, one rice. In this way, how many rice she counted, and she boil them and they offer to the Lord Krishna, and they refuse to take that much. That much. So her body emaciated gradually. But she continued that sort of life of privation, austerity, very strictly. She was. She came. Her father was Sanatan Mishra. Her brothers, their lineage is still found in Bhagnapara near Kalna. And she established Mahaprabhu's Vigraha for her, her life worshipping, whole life. And the Vigraha, first, when Vigraha was represented to her, she told that it is not up to mark. Then third time when the Sri Murti was taken to her, he suddenly covered her face. It was so vivid, vividly representing Mahaprabhu as a Vinayak Pandit, Sri Gauranga. Then that Vigraha, her father's lineage, they are worshipping there in Mahaprabhu. But as is the case with in the mundane world, gradually everything degrades. So they are also they in the same line, not practicing their holy observances, eat anything and everything, and anyhow, just like a trade, the Vigraha worship is going on. They are in their own way, and the, as general, the puja has just the deity is the property, and every partner has got his own share. They look after some 6 months or in 3 months or 1 month or a fortnight, in this way according to the relative cities, the worship is also divided, and they do, and what pranami comes, not only pranami, pranami as usual they receive, and also they have appointed a tax for exchange, which everyone, every look around must give 1 rupee or 2 rupee or 8 annas or something, must pay, and then he will be allowed to have a vision. Gauri amount is against that. A poor man who cannot pay the visiting money, then he won't be able to have a look of the deity. What is this? So as much as possible, as one can give, he will give so much pranami. Pranami should be given, of course, for respect of the deity. But there should not be any fixed rate that one must pay a rupee, then he will be allowed to have a look. This is strange. So we are against that bad system. As also those that are worshipping, they do not follow the strict regulations of a pure devotee. All these things going on. But still, that is the deity. Of course, after once it was 500, almost nearly 500 years ago. So many times that has been changed. And also they show the wooden sandal of Mahaprabhu, which Mahaprabhu gave to Vishnupriya Devi. That sandal is still here continuing. In this way, we have the deity. in previous days, sometimes some complaint came from the Hindu public at large, especially the Brahmins, the Shakta Brahmins, that Mahaprabhu, he was a man, while his figure will be worshipped. There was some famine or some flood, and they complained like that to the king of Krishnagar, under whose jurisdiction this puja is to take place. Then, for fear of that the puja may be checked, may be closed by the order of the king, so underground they managed to keep for some time the puja. Then Manipur Maharaja came, and while Pandit from Vrindavan, Todapuri, he also came, and there was a discussion of the scripture, and the Brahmin Pandits, they could not refute the argument of that Todapuri Pandit. He proved that according to Shastra, the Yudhavatar is Sri Chaitanya Dev. And also the Manipur Raja came, he was an independent king at that time. He could release from Maharaja Krishna certain portion of the land there, and he started worship of Mahaprabhu. And the Krishnagar, that life under the Mahamadan rule, I could not oppose. So in this way that worship continued. Then it was on the other side of the Ganges, and at that time this river Saraswati, it was this side, and gradually the Saraswati approached towards the northern side, and the town on the other side of the Ganges, the course of Saraswati went that side, and all broken, the people, they used to come this side, and this way the town came this side, and that side was jungle. And the ditchy was also brought to this side of Navadvip. Before, it was on the other side, Mayapur, Yogabish, there. In this way, they were Vishnu Priya Devi. She lived worshipping Mahaprabhu's deity and very strictly following the rules of a pure devotee, and observing too much austerity. The Vishnu Priya Devi appeared in the story. Another, Raghunandan, who is supposed to be the Pradyumna avatar, Vasudev Sankarsan Pradyumna Niruddha, the four dedicated appearance of Krishna. And also in Vaikuntha, that Pradyumna, he came in the family of the Sarkar in Sri Khanda, near Katwa. And from his childhood, he was a born devotee, necessarily. And one day his father, Mukunda Sarkar, he was a good physician, Kaviraj. He had some important call from a place which is a little far off. Before leaving the house, there was no other person to take the charge of worshipping Gopala Murti there, their family deity. He asked the young Raghunandan, "Raghunandan, you please look after my deity that he may get some food. And this way, the priest feed him, feed the ditch. Raghunandan, a simple boy, his mother prepared the dish for the bhogam. Raghunandan performed his puja regular than the bhogam was offered. And he thought, a simple boy, young man, thought what is given to the ditch, will take it, eat it. And especially father told, you must give bhoga to my ditchi. And he thought the ditchi will eat. He put the dish before the ditchi and shut the doors as his father did. Then entered again the room and found it is as it is there as it is. And began to cry, what is this? My father asked me to feed you. And you are not eating, father will come and punish me. What is this? And began to cry. Again he tried to close the door. Please, take this prasadam, otherwise I will be punished by my father. And this way, twice, thrice, then Gopal had to take that food. Then his mother came. Why so late? So late, you will open the door. So take the prasad, distribute to all. Your father will come soon, perhaps. And then open the door. What is this? Mother came to take the prasad. What is this? There's nothing here. You boy, you have eaten up everything. You were to offer to the deity, and the deity takes it not physically, but by his glance, gracious glance, he accepts this tea-hook, and we take all and say, with that prasad we go on, a small quantity we distribute to everyone, then other foods also take. But today what is that? The whole pot is empty. What is this? No, no, Gopal has eaten. No, Gopal has eaten. You are lying. Gopal never eats. Her father came. Mother, you have given the charge of worshipping to this foolish boy. I produced the a dish, the bhog to the deity, and when I came very late, I came to take the prasadam, and the deity is empty. The boy must have eaten, but he says, Gopal has eaten. You see how your son has grown. So many, like a liar, downright falsehood, he speaks that Gopal has eaten. But father also pressed, but that one word, Gopal has eaten it. I cried, but first Gopal did not eat, but I cried, appealed, prayed, cried, appealed, then Gopal ate it. Is it? Then what to do? Some other day he was given again to do that. Eat you. Try to eat Gopal this. And some other day also he did so. And what is this? This boy can feed the Gopal, this prasad Gopal eats. Can you show us? Then you have talked with Gopal, and it was managed by they can show by peeping, not straight. Such was Raghunandan, a good dancer in Puri. Before Jagannath, when seven parties used to dance and chant the name Sankirtan, one party used to come from that Sarkar family,
the Srikhanda near Katwa. And there, that in that party, Raghunandan was the only dancer. He used to dance. Then, that was Raghunandan. His birthday is today, the appearance. The third is Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the spiritual guide of Gadadhar Pandit. He was born in Chittagong. He was a disciple of Madhavapuri. He was a small Jamindar-like man.